Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, Bakken Energy, we talk with Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Industrial Commission Oil and Gas Division and Director of the Department of Mineral Resources. This Bakken Energy feature is brought to you by Montana Rig Mat, Montana's original rig mat company. Better mats, better prices. Visit www.mtrigmat.com. That's www.mtrigmat.com. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat. And now back to our Bakken Energy feature with interview Lynn Helms. Because I'm going to bet me.
I'm going to bet me. Lynn Helms.
A few questions for some stories we're working on. Backyard inventors, entrepreneurs, you're going around the country. You're seeing quite a bit of new innovation because of these different shale plays. Just your comments about the backyard innovation happening because of the oil plays.
Well, I am in contact almost on a daily basis with entrepreneurs that are working on lots of ideas that can leverage off of the oil and gas growth in North Dakota. Some of the most exciting ones are drill cuttings recycling technology, saltwater or flowback water recycling technology. I've been talking to this entrepreneur who's invented a new ultrasonic system for leak detection in pipelines. We're extremely excited about that one because we've been pressure testing them, and you know it isn't the most effective way to detect leaks, so we're extremely excited about that one. There are some gas to liquids folks, and I think this oil conditioning is going to bring entrepreneurs to the table just like gas capture has.
You mentioned the some of the entrepreneurs and the gas capture transition to natural gas for a second. It's been a heck of a year for natural gas. We called it on this program the year of natural gas last year, and it certainly turned into the latest announcement with CHS. We've been talking a lot about One Oak, Hess, some of these other oil companies. Now CHS comes in. Talk about that.
Yeah, we have been very involved in assisting CHS with their work with the Department of Energy and also their work with pipeline companies and gas suppliers to make sure that they had a good solid connection to natural gas supplies and also to folks at Department of Energy, which are going, I think, to lend some money for this. It is our dream in terms of the next phase of what happens as we move into harvest phase and we start to look at petrochemical type of jobs in North Dakota. We hope that we can create a plastics industry here, a fertilizer industry, all of the things that go along with petrochemicals. And so CHS and the project that's going on up there at Grand Forks, I think that is getting close to an announcement. Fantastic news. Those are the petrochemical things that we were really hoping for.
And a recent article I did for the Bismarck Tribune's Bakken Breakout magazine, I talked about how with the advent of these natural gas companies, you really can see a nucleus of an energy cell happening, but they're connected through pipelines. Your presentation, you went through a few problems with pipelines. Let's go through the problems and then how we're correcting these and some of the good things we're doing too.
Sure. The two problems that we've really identified is number one, every inch of pipe that was put in the ground since 2006 through the end of 2013, pretty much, was too small. Nobody knew really what the ultimate number of wells or the productivity of those wells was going to be. So when industry, working with the Industrial Commission, came up with the concept of the gas capture plans, it changed all of that. But that means that all of that work that was done during those 7 years has to be redone. Every mile of that has to be looped or rebuilt with a 2 to 2.5 times as large pipe. And so that is a problem, and that brings us into the next problem, which is a lot of right-of-way was acquired, and a lot of the construction practices and reclamation practices fell short. So the landowners, the surface owners, got weary of the process and have been denying right-of-way. So the state has stepped up to say, we want to hear about your problems. We want to take action on those and make sure that they get fixed so that we can actually get back on board with acquiring right away and putting pipe in the ground. So two big problems. Everything was too small, and practices weren't the best, so we ended up having a problem acquiring right away.
Do you think we'll see more like, and Pipeline Plastics comes to mind. They're a company, they've built a manufacturing plant down in Belfouche, just down on Highway 85. I would imagine they'd like to hear that North Dakota is looking for all new pipes.
Well, yeah, the entrepreneurs and the companies that are looking at the possibility of manufacturing plastic in North Dakota from the huge amounts of ethane that we're going to produce, they're all really excited about these new projections for oil and gas production, and also, you know, what they're going to have in terms of feedstocks to work with. So you're right, they're excited to hear that, but they're also excited to hear that all of this infrastructure that we put in the ground has to be redone with larger pipe.
All right, two more questions. First one is on UAVs. We got a story coming up on the potential of UAVs out in the Bakken. North Dakota's a test state now, and we're going to do it in ag. But to me, it's a natural transition over to energy. Are there plans even being talked about right now?
Yes, there really are, and I should have brought that up as one of the entrepreneur areas in terms of oil and gas production. We have funded through the Oil and Gas Research Council a project to look at what kind of sensors could be mounted on a UAV to fly a pipeline, if it's a really high-risk pipeline, maybe more than once a day with a UAV, and detect leaks or problems much earlier. That's just, you know, the beginning of application for the UAVs. We're looking at, as we talk about reclamation practices, you can load sensors on a UAV that can really keep track of vegetation growth and how rapidly and how well reclamation is working. So another great entrepreneurial area, and North Dakota is at the tip of the spear in that one.
I think the UAV industry is going to be very big for North Dakota. I've been covering it for 9 years. Tommy Kenville, it might be a name you might recognize. Anyway, he's a North Dakota guy, and he's been over in Israel for 5-6 years learning about their advanced UAVs, bringing them back. Okay, final question for you. Future of flaring. Where are we going to be at? It's been a great year for natural gas. I believe the flaring numbers, did they go up or down in the last recent one? I'll let you just kind of go about the future of flaring here.
Sure. Well, the flaring numbers were down, and they were down substantially. We hit 74% capture or 26% flaring in July, and that meant a 19 million a day reduction in the volume of gas flared between June and July. So we're on target to make a soft landing for that October 1 74% capture and that January 1 77% capture. We have some challenges with some federal lands that need some pipelines across them, and we're tracking that very closely and talking to them as much as we can. But I think, like in many other things, we've turned the corner in flaring, and we're headed in the right direction, and the momentum is on our side now. Instead of seeing month-on-month increases in flaring, we're seeing month-on-month decreases.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Jason.
Thank you.
Take
care.
To listen to the entire interview with Lynn Helms or other Bakken Energy features, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. And that feature was brought to you by Montana Rig Mat. Better mats, better prices. Montana's original rig mat company. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. That's Montana Rig Mat, Montana's original rig mat company.
I don't need nobody to tell me if I should be confined or free, 'cause I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Well, Continental plans there to triple the size of the production in 5 years.
So here's to all of the good thinkers
And here's to the lonely drinker, but don't you know, let this moment pass.
Right, we just announced this latest plant, which will be a 200 million a day cubic foot plant. And once we have completed building that plant and the infrastructure associated with it, we will have invested $3.1 to $3.5 billion in North Dakota.
Let this moment pass.
We have 110 businesses in Grand Forks doing business out in the Bakken.
So here's to watching the clocks of our grandfathers. And here's to stopping and picking flowers. And here's to not letting this moment pass you by.
The petrochemical industry itself is forecast to add about $30 billion of capacity expansion here in the U.S.
We're hearing about BNSF saying they want to do a major conversion plant to convert their train engines to liquefied natural gas in North Dakota to run that. That would be pretty cool.
Sound of one hand clapping, and here's to not letting this moment pass.
We go to pad drilling, we shrink our footprint, and we go into full development. And you can see it in the rig count.
The weight of the world.
This is the highest BTU, some of the richest gas that's really ever been seen.
And here's to not letting this moment pass.
And it looks like Alabama football, pregame tailgate stuff going on. I mean, trucks going everywhere.